Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is an Odyssey original.
This is the War in Ukraine Daily. I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson from the KNX Odyssey Studios in Los Angeles. Ukraine's President Zelensky addressed the UN Security Council this morning, saying the Russian military must be brought to justice for war crimes. Also implored the UN to get more involved in countering the Russian invasion of his country. Comes after Ukraine says Russian troops massacred civilians in the town of Bucha, a suburb of Kyiv. President Biden has already called for a war crimes trial for Vladimir Putin. We'll take a closer look at whether the UN or The Hague can stop the Russian war machine in Ukraine.
And we'll head back to Kyiv to talk to a Ukrainian man that you heard from earlier in the war. He spent some time in a bomb shelter. He also has a friend who just visited Bucha to see the destruction up close. But we start with Ukraine President Zelensky addressing the United Nations. Pamela Falk is a CBS News foreign affairs analyst and is at the UN. Pamela, thanks for being with us. How did Zelensky's speech go over with the UN?
Hi, Mike. Hi, Charles. It was grim here. The message was clear, and that was that Ukraine has seen unspeakable atrocities, not merely war, and that the Ukrainian people want peace and justice and a security system going forward. So what you heard here were just mind-boggling specifics about the town of Bucha, which is a suburb of Kyiv. So they said civilians were crushed by tanks. They were taken out and cut, the limbs cut off, pulled their tongues pulled out. Women were raped and killed in front of their children. It just went on and on. And that's what Ukraine has found in mass graves and around the streets just as the Russians pull out. So their fear is that it will be in every town when the Russians pull out. They found people in basements, tortured and dead. So it just went on and on with a very supportive but grim sense that the UN can't do a whole lot.
And that was one of the points he was actually making too, right? Which is, what good is the Security Council if you can't guarantee security? You guys, the five, are supposed to be there and stop things like this from happening. But if Russia's on there and can do whatever it wants, then what are we supposed to do about it?
Precisely. And it's why twice in the past month and probably coming up next week, if not later this week, the U.S. and U.K. and France have all brought resolutions to the General Assembly with 193 members, and everyone has an individual vote and no vetoes by Russia, but it just doesn't have enforceability as the 15-nation Security Council has in terms of what it can do. So what he was saying was, look, if you can't, you have to do one of two things, is exactly the way he said it. Either remove Russia as an aggressor, and he's supportive of the U.S. push to boot Russia from the U.N. Human Rights Council. But in terms of the Security Council, he said either remove Russia as an aggressor or change the seat itself and reform the structure. Because if, as you said, if the UN Charter in 1945 was set up to avoid this kind of war, then accountability must be taken for what has occurred. I mean, these are not, this is not battlefield detainees. This is not army against army. This is a full army onslaught on civilians.
What was the Russian reaction there?
Well, the Russian ambassador, Vasily Nebenzia, has been in a state of denial. He's echoing what the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is saying and Putin has said, and that is that these are made-up stories, that these were not atrocities, that these bodies weren't on the street when they left. And satellite photos, and this is 2022. You can't just muddy the waters by denying. There are satellite photos of the bodies on the streets when they left. So, it's certainly a lot of eyewitness testimony of people who saw the crimes. It's not working. And as you say, now what Zelensky also asked for was accountability. He wants these investigations to move forward, and several of them are. The International Criminal Court has an investigation started. The UN Human Rights Council itself has an inquiry, and the UN monitoring mission in Ukraine, in addition to Ukraine's own prosecutor. So unlike the Nuremberg trials after the Holocaust or Milosevic after the former Yugoslavia trials, those were all years after the events occurred. This evidence is being collected in real time, and that will give a push to a prosecution.
Pamela Fox, CBS News foreign affairs analyst at the UN. President Biden has called for a war crimes trial against Vladimir Putin. Of course, this comes after news of the alleged massacre of civilians by Russian troops in Bucha and the warnings that extensive war crimes have been carried out in other Russian-occupied areas of Ukraine.
But how easy would it be to actually prosecute the leader of a major country? Juscelino Corrales is a co-director of the Frederick Cox International Law Center at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. So this will be a massive challenge for international prosecutors, putting the sitting president of Russia on trial for war crimes. Will that ever actually happen?
Oh, it may happen, but probably not while Putin is president of Russia and of the Russian Federation. The reason I say that, and first of all, we have to always start these things by saying there's a growing volume of evidence that war crimes have been committed. You know, cluster bombs, bombs that you're not targeting. They're not targeted bombs. They're bombs. They're designed to explode through vast swaths of territory, and then firing missiles at civilian apartments, civilian installations, etc. So there's no doubt on that question. The question then becomes how to bring President Putin to justice, and whether that makes sense at this point, where it may actually even provide an added incentive for President Putin to double down and to see if he can get a quick result, if not an attack by chemical weapons, which would make matters worse. So there are these two questions. Now, you asked me a lawyer question, and here we go. To bring President Putin to justice, you would have to basically establish, one court that has jurisdiction over him. Everybody would imagine immediately that to be the International Criminal Court, the ICC, that operates in The Hague. The problem with that is that neither the United States, China, or Russia are signatories of the ICC charter. So immediately upon the ICC beginning investigations, and they have already begun investigations, they have an observer there currently taking in data and testimony. The problem is that Russia is not going to surrender its own president. And so then the other option that could be created, it's more, perhaps more possible, is if the leaders of the West, united, and as they seem to be, prevailed on the creation of a special tribunal. Well, that still leaves the problem of bringing Putin to the court, and the Russian Federation will not evidently surrender its president. Its president basically controls it. So, what can happen is
So it sounds like the answer is no. It sounds like to cut to the chase.
Because
it sounds like the answer is no. Right?
The Russians are never going to own up to this. We've got civilians with like clear signs of being executed, yes. And then the Russians right. saying, "Oh no, they did that to themselves."
No, absolutely not. That's an absolute falsehood. But the question then becomes, in what scenario, in what set of circumstances would that be possible? And I can think of one example. Omar Bashir, the leader of Sudan until 2019, when he was deposed, he's being brought to trial by the ICC now because he's no longer in power. A coup ousted him. And so he's being out of power now. Sudan is providing him.
But you just mentioned something that's a materially interesting fact, that he was brought to justice because there was a coup. There was a change in government in the country, right?
Correct.
So is in effect what you're saying is the only plausible way to ever put Vladimir Putin on trial would be there would have to be basically a change in the structural government of Russia so that they would be inclined to allow him to be extradited for a trial.
Absolutely. That's exactly it. Without that option, not possible. Now, let's say, again, entertaining the idea that Putin is brought to justice at some point, you still have to prove direct responsibility, you know, that the generals acted directly under his orders. And that is not so easy to prove. I mean, you have to prove this beyond a reasonable doubt in any criminal court. And of course, you would have to first convict a couple of generals. You have to bring some generals as witnesses that they basically would have to state, as in Nuremberg, that they were acting under his orders, direct orders, and that they did exactly as he asked. So I'm just saying that there is this on the merits kind of challenge besides the jurisdictional problems we discussed before.
Yeah, you got to work your way up. Juscelino Colares, co-director of the Frederick Cox International Law Center at Case Western Reserve University in Cleveland. Short break, and then we'll check back in with a Ukrainian man who, when we last talked to him, was living in a bomb shelter deep under the capital of Kyiv. Images coming out of the Kyiv suburb of Bucha have horrified the world. Ukraine saying Russian troops massacred civilians. Bodies found on the streets, many with their hands tied behind their backs. Several of the dead men had been shot in the back of the head.
There is also a mass grave in Bucha, which dozens of bodies have been exhumed from. We talk now again to Kirill, who lives in Kyiv. We last spoke to him about 3 weeks ago. He had spent some time then in a bomb shelter. And he just had a friend travel to Bucha and took pictures there of the destruction. Kirill, thanks for being back with us. I'm glad you are still doing well. What is the latest in the capital, Kyiv, where you happen to be? And what did your friend see in that suburb, Bucha?
Hey, guys. Nice to hear you again. Today, situation in Kyiv, I think, is much better than 3 weeks ago. The city is coming to life. I think a lot of small shops are opened right now. A lot of people coming back to the city, and even through the mayor saying that it's still not really safe, but yeah, a lot of people are coming back already. About the Bucha, what can I say? That's horrible images. I think all the world are seeing them. That's just war crimes. And my friend actually came there yesterday. he saw it by his own eyes. And he said it was horrible. But even in this horrible situation, in this horrible days that we have in these days in Ukraine, there are still people who still live in Bucha, in Irpin, in Boromla, in all Kyiv Oblast. And they just glad that our forces coming back, taking all these towns, and they are grateful for our guys and girls who are now in military forces.
When you talked to your friend who came back, how was he doing after seeing all that? Because the pictures are horrible enough, but to actually see with your own eyes, I mean, that must have been really, really terrible for him.
Yes, I don't know if you can say this, but he was kind of lucky. He didn't see the bodies because they already taken from the streets. So he was later, before the most horrible pictures were was taken. He only saw the destruction of the cities, of the buildings, streets. But that's still horrible. Also, he saw our Maria airplane. If you know it, it was the biggest airplane in the world, and the Russian destroyed it.
And Bucha, by the way, so that our audience has a sense of distance, is not that far, is it, from where you are in Kyiv?
Something like 30 kilometers, I think. So, yeah, people who live there in peaceful time, they just go to their works in Kyiv by the car.
So I was going to say, so if you got in a car, how long would it take you by car to get from where you are to Bucha?
Well, I don't have a car, so I don't know, but... Maybe 40 minutes, maybe half an hour. It depends on the traffic.
Right, it's close to where you are now. So I'm wondering what thoughts are going through your mind, because these atrocities that happened didn't happen a world away from where you're sitting now talking to us. They happened within maybe a 30 or 40 minute car ride.
That's horrible, but that's the only thought I have. Nothing less. My other thoughts, it's all about war crimes. That's all Russian troops who did there. They just war criminals.
You think there's going to be punishment for them at some point? For the Russians, the Russian leadership,
so.
After all this?
I hope so. I hope everyone who did this will go to the trial. And I don't know if it can't happen. And I don't know if it need to be happened. But maybe even the death will be good punishment for those people. If you can call them people, because I don't know how in 21st century someone can do something like this. Because they raped not only women, but children. How is it possible in Europe in 21st century? And that's all my thoughts, actually.
Tell us a little bit... about your own situation now. We talked to you, as we mentioned, about 3 weeks ago. Give us an update on what's happening with you and your own family.
My family actually is not in Kyiv. They in my hometown. It's called Putivl. It's near the Russian border, maybe 30 kilometers to the Russian border. And hopefully my family is safe. The Russian troops didn't come into my hometown. The only thing they did, they destroyed the bridge with the biggest city in my region. But if I can compare, if it need to be compared, yeah, my hometown is kind of lucky, because if it's only the bridge, it's the best thing that can happen in this situation, because all people in hometown hopefully safe. And my situation is right now, I'm okay, I'm safe. It's a lot safer in Kyiv right now. I come back to my neighborhood, because I lived in a shelter, then I lived in an apartment of my friends. Now I come back to my neighborhood. And yeah, it's quiet here. Everything is okay. Actually, here nothing tell you that there is a war, because everything is okay. Every building, the only thing that it's not much cars right now, and it's not much people, because even through people coming back to the capital, still a lot of people somewhere on the Western Ukraine or in Europe.
Kirill, thank you for speaking with us again. And we're glad that you are safe where you are now, and that Kyiv is a little bit safer than it was. And we hope to talk again soon. This is an Odyssey original. Find us and others on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.